Hello and welcome back to Gecko Doubly Smart. I'm not smart, but you're already here. So before I get into anything, I sincerely apologize for not uploading in a whole week. I really don't have an excuse. Really sorry once again, but a brand new episode of The Unknown Twins. You might already know one of them, but I'm pretty sure the first one you might even not know exists. And that's why we're starting with that. So, the echidnas, try spelling that. I literally have put it in the description. Try say that without, like, you. I don't think without me literally pronouncing it, you would not be able to pronounce it. And same thing here, honestly. Had to Google Translate it. Anyway. Sometimes also known as spiny anteaters, because yes, of course, they have spines, are quill-covered, egg-laying mammals. Yes, you heard that right. They are mammals that lay eggs. However, for an animal to be a mammal, it has to be able to produce milk, I think. Yeah, that's really all I know. Egg-laying mammals that belong to the Tachyglossidae, which the family Tachyglossidae, I'm pretty sure that's a bunch of animals that lay eggs, which I'm pretty sure there are only a few. The four extant species of echidnas and the platypus, yes, you had that right, this guy is actually related to the platypus, are the only living mammals that lay eggs. The diet of some of the species consists of ants and termites, but they're not closely related to the true anteaters of the Americas, which, along with sloths and armadillos, are the Xenathrans. Yes, there you go. Echidnas live in Australia, in New Guinea. Yeah. The thing is, what happened to Old Guinea, you know? I want to go to Old Guinea. Like, everybody's talking about New Guinea. What happened to Old Guinea? You know what I'm saying? Anyway, the echidnas evolved between 20 to 50 million years ago, descending from a platypus-like monotreme. Now, a monotreme, from what I know, is some sort of biological rank. The way they rank stuff in biology. This ancestor was aquatic, but echidnas adapted to its life on land. Alright, so that's the echidnas. And now let's get to the biology. Best part of this episode. I mean, really, it's not much, but yeah. So, it's a staggering, you might not believe it, 3 kilos, yes, 3.2 kilos, around there. Now, in pounds, I'm pretty sure that that's around 7 or 6 pounds. I really don't know, just learn the metric system. I'm not judging, just, it's easier. And they're around 35 to 50 centimeters, which is about the length of my table here. Is it? Yeah, it's a pretty big creature. Anyway, now it's everyone's favorite creature, the platypus. Yes, I used to be one of my favorites. Used to be until I discovered the Komodo dragon. Anyway, the platypus, also sometimes referred to as the duck-billed platypus, because of course it has a duck bill, is a semi-aquatic egg-laying mammal. Yes, it also lays eggs, which is endemic to eastern Australia, including Tasmania. Now, if you don't know what endemic means basically it only lives there. It's like nowhere else in the world. Like, I'm pretty sure there's a crystal called Tanzanium or something like that, which it's basically, and I quote, endemic to Tanzania, which is actually our neighbors. Are they? Are they not? Well, you know, Tasmania could be my neighbor. Actually, they are. No, they're not. Or are they? Not really gonna give away my location. I don't want people rushing all the way over here just to look at me. Yeah, I'm not that popular. Anyway, together with the four species of echidna, which you already heard from the first one, it is one of the five extant species of monotremes. Once again, it's a rank. Why? A species of monotremes, mammals that lay eggs instead of giving birth to live young. Like other monotremes, it senses its prey through electrolocation, which is just basically echolocation but with electricity, which is pretty cool. And it is one of the few venomous species of mammals, as the male platypus has a spur on its hind foot that delivers a venom capable of causing severe pain to humans. Now, the unusual appearance of this egg-laying, duck-billed, beaver-tailed, otter-footed mammal actually baffled European naturalists when they first encountered it. And in 1799, the first scientist to examine a preserved platypus body judged it as fake, of made of several animals sewn together. It's a pretty interesting story. If you don't think so, I don't know what to tell you. But now let's get into its weight and stuff. Now, biology. This thing is around 1 to 1.5 kilograms. I am pretty sure that that's around 3 or 4 pounds, and is around 50 to 40 centimeters. So just there with the kidneys. But that is it for this episode. Sorry if it was a bit short. Actually, it's actually kind of average, not gonna lie. But that is all I have on these incredible twins. I hope one day I can have an echidna as a pet, because then people would like just come to my house and like, "Hey, what do you have as? Hey, I see an animal bed here and some water. What do you have as a pet?" "Oh, an echidna." And be like, "What?" Nobody knows what an echidna is. I'm telling you, just go to your friend, mom, sibling, ask them what an echidna is. If they know what that is, they either found it on a video or watched Gecko W. Smart. Speaking of, this is Gecko W. Smart, and I'll see you next time. Goodbye.